Moncrief on News Talk.
Remember exactly the amount of money I said there, and we will give it to you. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. Two people who won't be entering for that competition because they don't need the money are Barbara and Declan.
Wait, what?
We both just sent off our text.
Because there's no price on wisdom. That's okay, what I was going to say.
It was just a cheesy link.
Okay, well, also, you're probably legally obliged not to enter.
Well, I'll be the terms and conditions.
Like
why am I always legally obliged not to do stuff? FML.
Anyway, here's the first question. My sister has always wanted to go blonde. She's been talking about it for years, and last week she decided to take the plunge. The result is awful. Not only is the colour not good, but it doesn't suit her. She looks scruffy and cheap. She keeps sending me pictures on WhatsApp of her hair, asking me if I love it. I've tried to fob her off, but I don't. Should I fess up and tell her that it looks bad? Or is it better to be a good person and tell her it looks lovely, even when it doesn't? I'm really embarrassed for her.
My initial reaction when I read this quickly was like, it's none of your business what way your sister's hair is. You know, keep your own opinion to yourself. But obviously, the crux here is that the sister has asked her on more than one occasion for her opinion. And that's when life can get a little bit tricky. And I think in any case like this, where somebody does something and asks you for your opinion and your opinion isn't positive, that you can be honest without being hurtful or without making her sister feel really bad about herself. And I mean, the obvious thing that kind of I would probably do in this situation is go, well, do you like it? Are you happy with it? That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Which, you know, some people will go, you don't like it.
Yeah. 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 Well. You hate it then, don't
yeah,
you?
I don't yeah. like it, but I haven't actually said that. And also,
I didn't say that.
It's reading between the lines. And also using that handy quote that, you know, it's not really good to be going around looking for everybody else's opinion on something you did. And you can use the quote about, the one about a camel is a horse designed by a committee.
Yes.
Yes. So you can say, you know, that. Sorry, what? Have you never heard that?
I have heard it. I'm just wondering
about. Yeah, but if you keep asking everybody's opinion on stuff, you'll end up making a hames of whatever it is anyway, right? Yeah. So you need to go
with
what
she shouldn't get a fringe.
Yeah. I think she could say things like, I liked it brunette or redhead or whatever she was before she decided to go blonde. But if you like it that way, it's fine as well. You know, there's ways to do it. What worries me is saying things like scruffy and cheap. Don't definitely go there.
No,
that's not helpful in any way.
Well.
That's judgy.
Yeah. The word is brassy.
Brassy. Could you not just say, it's going to take getting used to because there's such a dramatic transformation? Leave it at that.
Yeah.
Like, now you look like white trash.
Are
you going to move into a trailer now?
The only thing is, though, that invites her coming back in a couple of months saying, are you used to it now? Do you like it?
Yeah.
I think she'll know that she doesn't love it.
You can get used to everything, though, can't you? I mean, at the end of the day, you can get used to everything. And the thing about, like, you steered away at the beginning of what you said there, that you weren't going to talk about the fact that it's, you know, opinions and all that kind of stuff. But I think this is really about opinions, that the sister is coming going, what's your opinion? And it is only an opinion, and opinions aren't facts, except in America. But from this point of view, she goes, like, it's her sister's opinion matters to her in that way. And that's kind of the dynamic. I think that the sister doesn't realise that the other sister's kind of going, well, okay.
So do you think she should be really honest?
No, I think that it's...
Like, how's she going to
do it?
No, I don't think
that it's about being honest. It's about... There's something about the dynamic there, because it's about the fact that she didn't come back really quickly and go, you know, and
love
say,
it.
Yeah, or love it, you know, lie and love it, or kind of hedge her bets and kind of do that thing that you're suggesting. Go, well, do you like it? And if that isn't their dynamic, there's something going on there that is a bit, they don't have open flows of honest communication happening if the sister's still waiting 3 weeks later
for her to say,
do you love it? Do you love it? Do you love it? Do you love it? Do you love it?
Because if somebody, isn't there a difference between do you like it, but saying do you love it? It implies to me that the sister loves it and she's delighted with herself.
Yeah, but it's also kind of, you know,
it's you're having like a bit of a disadvantage here. Because I don't have any sisters. But I know from watching my two daughters who are still at home that they don't put a tooth in anything. And they will often put on an outfit, for example, and go to the other one and go, do you like my new dress or shoes?
Oh, yeah.
And they'll go, no, I hate it. And that's fair enough. So
Which builds up resilience and it builds up your own identity, you know, the way that you want to be. And I dress the way I want to because I had two sisters.
And I'm also now completely contradicting myself by saying that if your family can't be honest with you, who can be honest with you? You know,
that is true. That is true. But it is an opinion, though.
It is an opinion,
and that's the whole point.
But she's looking for the opinion.
Yeah, she is looking for the opinion. But maybe it means it could also be like this: this person you got in contact with could be a relatively conservative dresser, and the sister has decided to make a bold statement, and it's kind of outside this person's comfort zone that she's done this.
Yeah.
So we can say something about her rather than it's
exactly about to go there as well, because that's what I was thinking as well, is that what is it about the sister's hair that you do not love, that you're unable to compliment?
I think it's scruffy and cheap.
Is it because it's scruffy and cheap? Some people think that, you know, going blonde is scruffy and cheap. Some people, that's their view. It's kind of, you know.
Yeah, what does she mean by cheap? You know, as in
it's brassy blonde.
Brassy, yeah.
It's a 613.
You see, the other thing
what? Defer to your knowledge.
I'm a gay man. You know, I know what I'm talking about. Come
on,
613.
Is that sex again?
We haven't got time.
Is that something I need to Google again?
No, don't Google it, Barbara.
All right. Do you know what it is?
I do not.
It's just the colour of blonde.
I just thought it was a blonde. Yeah.
It is. I'm trying to trigger Barbara into thinking that she's...
Scrunchy blonde is in at the moment, same as Pamela Anderson's ratty blonde, says one texter.
Pamela Anderson, is it people still talking about her hair? I thought they were just talking about the fact she doesn't wear makeup and she's aging gracefully.
This person obviously was making a comparison we'd know about.
Okay.
The first time I dyed my hair blonde, it was awful and people told me so. But after a couple of times, it went to a nicer shade and I can't remember now what I look like without blonde hair. Tell her to keep getting it done. The first few months feel scruffy and cheap. Someone else says, never tell her. Let her look back on the pictures in a few years and see how bad it was. Someone else says, this woman sounds like a bitch. She's clearly making fun of her sister the way she used words like cheap.
Yeah,
bet she's no oil painting. she's stuck with it now. Going from blonde takes months, so no point telling her how bad it was. It is.
She's not stuck with it. She could get it, I'm sure. Now, you probably know more about this than I
do. She could get it
stripped out and dyed in the dark again.
Because of all the, you know.
But you can't do it.
Yeah, but it could also be like the first comment there about dyeing your hair blonde. It can be just that the way the blonde is now is a bit.
I wonder, was it a box dye or did she go to an actual hairdresser?
Yeah.
A box dye like could be a disaster, but a hairdresser should be all right.
It depends what your shade was before, but aren't you burning the head off?
If she's gone ginger to blonde,
yeah,
she's probably all right.
Okay. That girl that changed her hair colour probably needs to change her foundation, and also the clothes that she may have may not suit the new blonde hair colour.
Oh,
I've recently gone from blonde to brunette, and I found that certain outfits that suited me before the change no longer look good on me.
I don't think about things half enough. Do you know that? I really don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this person does.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Because fashion is really complicated.
Yeah.
It's very complicated.
The thing I always thought if you went from dark hair to blonde hair was that your eyebrows wouldn't match you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right.
Okay.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
But you can get your eyebrows done, can't you?
You can get everything done, Sean. You know, everything.
That'll be next.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. It's a journey.
Yeah. Blonde doesn't suit certain skin tones. That's not mean to say. Maybe it's been badly done.
Yeah.
Why not get her a voucher or make a recommendation to a really high-end hairdresser? They'll tell her for sure. Problem solved, says Caroline. Because you're effectively saying your hair is crap
awful.
Now.
Yeah,
but I think that in an open conversation you can imply that it isn't the right shade of blonde for your face or something like that. Well, maybe not like that.
Yeah. It's your face that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I got your tickets to Turkey.
I bet you the woman who wrote it is delighted.
And then you can appear on a Virgin Media One documentary next year. Oh, God, we don't know what to say, really.
We don't really know. We haven't helped at all.
It's her decision. Shag off and mind your own business.
You don't have to live with it.
Yeah.
Be kind and don't hurt people. And, you know, you can give her the idea that you mightn't love it without being mean.
Well, I suppose if there's maybe other people around... who share the view of this person, then that might be a thing. If there's like lots of people going, yeah, look at the hair, God save us tonight. Yeah. But if she's the only one who thinks it's...
Yeah, but she maybe needs to take a good hard look at herself and wonder where her opinions are coming from. Are they coming from somebody who flicks through Vogue Italia every week, or is it coming from a judgy person's perspective who just doesn't think that somebody should ever change their hair colour because they should, you know, whatever.
God didn't make them that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that could be
I think the word cheap is so offensive. The letter writer clearly has notions. Maybe the husband likes it. Who cares what her sister thinks? Maybe hasn't mentioned a husband, so we don't know.
Yeah. And if any husband who knows what side his bread is buttered on, it's lovely.
No. He has no qualms about lying through his teeth about it. Absolutely not.
Well, he probably won't notice.
Yeah, take a note from his book. Speaking of husbands, for the last year, my husband has been working abroad. Before he left, he bought me a vibrator, so I'd be able to have some sort of sexual pleasure when he was away. I was reluctant at the start. I had never used anything like it before and I was terrified my children would find it. However, then don't leave it in the kitchen. However, over the past 12 months, my opinion on the vibrator has changed. Myself and my husband had some of the best nights of our lives having cam sex while he was travelling. He would drink some wine and have virtual sex, which was amazing. In a weird way, it brought us closer together. I increasingly started to use the vibrator more when I was alone, and it gave me some of the best pleasure I've had in my life. When my husband came back home for a visit recently, I suggested introducing the vibrator during sex, and he was completely against the idea. I went along with it because I didn't want to offend. But I have to say, it wasn't the same without it. The vibrator just hits places different and I don't know if I can do without it. Now with my husband coming back, he has suggested that I ditch the vibrator, but I don't want to. What do I do? How do I speak to him about keeping it for regular use? Or do I just use it during the day when he's at work?
Or you could use it in the car, or you could use it in the shower, or you could use loads of places.
Anywhere.
I know, is that safe? An electrical appliance in the shower?
I don't know.
Aren't they waterproof?
I don't know, but I'm sure you can get ones that are sealed.
Probably. You could wash them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I haven't been online looking. But Barbara, what do you think?
No, do you know what I was just thinking? I was away last week and the place that I stayed doesn't have a coffee machine, so I bought one of these...
I can't wait to find out where we're going.
I bought one of these things to froth the milk. You know, a hand turned thing. And it's kind of reminding, like, because it goes like that.
Are you talking about
and
a whisk?
You can stick it in the milk.
Like a whisk.
Yeah, a little baby one that froths the milk.
And an electrical one.
No, it has a battery. And it's fine. Like, I don't put the. I don't put the whole lot in. I don't know where I was going with that.
That's what she should get one of them instead and tell him she's throwing away the vibrator.
Yeah, it's an air fryer, dear.
I was going to throw it away because it wasn't great at frothing the milk. Yeah. But you know, I might hold on to it now for a bit.
Right. Anyway, so...
Declan.
I really don't know how to follow that except to say you should keep it. This is one of those classic ones where it's like, you know, it's what people think these things are for. The guy obviously thought it was this kind of temporary replacement for him.
Yeah.
Whereas she has discovered that it is a sex tool that has opened up new worlds.
It's a standalone yoke.
That's a separate thing entirely.
Yeah.
And while her instinct to kind of combine both of those words together is perfectly fine and whatever, as always in these scenarios, if the other party doesn't want to partake in such scenarios, they're perfectly entitled to do that. It doesn't mean either of them are wrong. It just means that's the way they
it
fit.
Is.
It doesn't mean the conversation is over. And it certainly doesn't mean that, you know, that thing is going into landfill either. So my impression would be, you know, that... the way that she phrased the information in the letter was very open and very clear, and it also was very respectful about her husband and his intent. And she's also been very respectful of his feelings in the whole scenario, which means that, you know, her thinking, as far as I'm concerned, is very kind of clear. So if she hasn't expressed those thoughts to him in that way, maybe she should try. But other than that, it could be a case where he feels threatened by... the rabbit or whatever the thing
yeah.
is.
Yeah, he's been replaced. Yeah.
And that maybe she needs to go, oh, you know, okay, I don't want him to feel like that. But, God, you know.
Men and their egos, so easily dented.
And women and their unfulfillment.
And their insatiable desires.
I'd be very clear about this. I would be really clear about this. And I would say, of course, keep the vibrator. If it's given her the best pleasure she's had in years, why would you get rid of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get rid of it. If your husband doesn't like it, as Declan said, that's fine. Yeah. He doesn't want any hand actor part in it.
Yeah.
And that's grand. But for God's sake, don't throw it out. Now, is that dishonest? You know, if he doesn't know about it, if she gives him the impression that she has ditched the vibrator. Yeah, possibly a tad, but life isn't black and white.
No.
Do you know, life is all about the grey area in between. And I think sometimes little white lies and little bits of dishonesty, if they keep the show on the road, are perfectly acceptable.
Except with the revenue commissioners.
Yeah. But in this case, I think she's well entitled to just keep it hidden somewhere. Use it when he's at work, when you're in the car, when you're in, whenever you want to use it. And just make sure he never finds it. End of story. I couldn't imagine why you'd want to give it up.
Yeah. Dex says, how would she feel if her husband brought home a blow-up doll and wanted to bring it to bed?
Yeah, but she's entitled to say no, just like he's entitled to say
no. I don't know. It's not the same thing.
Yeah. Again, it's always what is this thing that just because she is a sex writer, suddenly you're in this kind of three-way? It's weird.
Well, yeah. Mick says, why is it acceptable for her to lie about this? If it was my wife was to lie about using a sex toy, I would consider it cheating.
You're cheating on me with an appliance. Jeez, she could be down sitting on the washing machine. For God's sake.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Like, you know, is
that cheating?
Is, you know, self pleasure cheating?
If you're going to masturbate,
is that cheating? That's stupid.
Well, that's what he's saying. Because it's the same whether there's
an appliance.
Are you using an appliance or not? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's not cheating.
She needs to buy a sex toy that focuses on clitoral stimulation, can be used during penetration by her husband. Lilo is a great brand.
I think the problem is that from the guy's perspective, he's going, are you saying that I'm not able to finish the job off? And he doesn't like that. And that's what there's an ego issue there, as well as the idea that it's, you know, you're bringing an extra whatever into the bedroom. Like it's almost like a third party.
It's not, though.
No, it isn't. I don't see that.
Yeah, no, it's not. Do you know, and I mean, in order to protect his delicate ego, all she has to do is say, yeah, it's gone, dear. Grant.
Yeah. Would it not be better if she was able to kind of have bring him round to introducing it into their lovemaking rather than...
Yeah, that would be ideal.
And not say, I don't care. I'm going to be using it as soon as you're gone to work anyway.
But it sounds like that bump has passed.
Like, it sounds like she's tried to get him to accept it into the bedroom together and he's not having any of it.
Yeah.
So, you know... I mean, she could put it away and try it again in a year's time.
It's about approaching that idea, though, is that what is his objection to it? Because if, like one of those texters, it's some form of cheating, I think that conversation is just a debate to be had about whether or not it is cheating or not.
But if
in a relationship you're not sure what constitutes cheating and some of it is ridiculous, then, you know, you're in big trouble, you know?
Yeah. The guy is using the vibrator as a control mechanism.
Ooh,
sinister. Taz says, is this woman saying she never had good sex before the vibrator was introduced? She needs to get a grip. She's got a grip. She's becoming addicted, says Taz. Dangerously addicted.
Addicted to pleasure.
Smoking big doobies full of vibrator.
Wow.
Apparently, not all vibrators are waterproof. I just Googled it.
Okay, great.
But there can be. If it's got IPX8 written on it, then
they are waterproof.
Then you can leave it in the bath.
That's
good to know for just, you know,
generally. Sorry, what's it called?
For your holiday.
Your holiday. Now, actually, this is actually, the next question is kind of similar. Territory. Every Saturday night, my wife and I have a movie night where we'll rent a film or watch something on Netflix. Over the past year, ever since Barbie came out, all she wants to watch are Ryan Gosling films. She thinks he's gorgeous and seems to have no shame or reluctance in keeping me abreast of her feelings on the matter. We've now watched The Notebook 3 times and Crazy Stupid Love 2. I'm being driven around the bend. Last weekend, I suggested we watch Drive because I wanted to test her loyalty. He is dreadfully violent in it. And afterwards, she was bowled over by how sexy and ruthless he was. She wants me to wear gloves like his. But I am... In what context? But I'm quite frankly jealous. How can I compete with this guy? Every time I bring it up, she laughs me off and says I'm ridiculous. But I feel hurt.
Holy God. First of all, I finally watched Barbie, because I remember we had a conversation about this when it came out, and I finally watched Barbie.
Okay.
Certainly wouldn't have found Ryan Gosling attractive in it by a long way. So I don't know how she found Ryan Gosling attractive in that particular scenario. That's, I just thought I'd preface my remarks by saying that. But having said that, I think that this another delicate male here who's getting upset and feeling he can't compete with Ryan Gosling. And I think, you know, he's right in one sense, but in the other sense, I don't think his wife is asking him to compete and be Ryan Gosling. I think she's just expressing the fact that Ryan Gosling is apparently a very attractive man on who she likes to feast her eyes on a regular basis.
Yeah.
The fact that she's asking him to wear gloves like him is just a kind of a tokenistic thing, and maybe it'll turn her on and maybe that would be a nice thing. It's hardly a big deal to wear gloves anyway. The problem here, I think, is being expected to devote your Saturday night movie watching entirely to Ryan Gosling films. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the bit that, I'd say, no, that's not fair.
Yeah.
That's totally not fair.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, forget about your jealousy. I mean, we'd all love to have a movie star in our beds every night. That'd be deadly. But that's not going to happen. I don't know. Well, I'd give it a go and I'll let you know.
Yeah, okay,
But I think, you know, I think I would put my foot down about the non-stop Ryan Gosling movies. I think that's a bridge too far. I think that's his problem. The rest of it is
actually,
really
when you said that, then that's the reason why I laughed, is because I realised that my advice kind of was about how the fact that she's decided that somebody's really good looking and relationship doesn't mean you can't window shop or whatever. And realistically what that is and the way you should reconcile yourself to the idea of your partner looking at other attractive people is that they have a recognition of attractive people, and you're one person that they think is attractive, and they're standing beside you. It's when they decide to cheat
with Ryan Gosling
or your vibrator, then it becomes a problem. But you know, it's all about taste. If he's accepting that Ryan Gosling is a good-looking person in his world, then that's where he reconciles it and he goes, that's cool. If he's saying because Ryan Gosling is not attractive, or the idea of spending your evenings watching these movies is unappealing, then, as you point out, that's the real
issue.
That's the problem.
That's where he needs to put his foot down and say, I'm not having that.
Yeah.
But the other thing is just ridiculous.
It's like, if you're allowed to have, like,
who would be your fantasy film star now?
Oh, I don't. Yeah,
you don't have any.
Not off the top of my head.
That's ridiculous. You've just contradicted yourself then.
No, I said it's fine to have a fantasy life, but
do you not have any fantasy?
It doesn't have to be so prescriptive.
Well, who would be the last person that you saw that you went, oh yeah, he's really hot?
As that I actually personally saw.
No. I'm talking about
in a film.
In a film, like a movie star.
Would you have a laminate list, as they?
No, but we. Yeah. I have
a laminate list.
List is kind of if you're in a relationship that the people on the laminate list are, if you ever got the chance, you'd be allowed to.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah. Okay. Gosh,
yeah.
That's
you see, I had Henry Cavill on my laminate list.
Who?
Henry Cavill.
Is he a model?
No, he's an actor.
Yeah.
He was Superman for a while.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Then I met him, and then it became really dodgy.
Oh, did you?
You can't go. You go. This laminate idea, how actually laminated is it?
Does it work? If I show you this, does it work?
What about you, Sean?
I don't know. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
What
really?
Are you pretending you've never fantasized about anybody
famous?
No, of
course. You asked me, what do you think of X, Y, Z person? But I wouldn't be going like this woman here, creating a whole kind of obsession about it. Going,
no, that's
I
just want to know, like, as an insight, who you thought was very hot.
Well, hot people are hot.
No, but you see, but the thing is, you see, you'd see people all the time and go, God, she's gorgeous or he's gorgeous.
But surely you'd have somebody who'd be the top of the gorgeous.
No, not really.
But I would still think
the fact that she's going on about this guy every Saturday night has gone beyond the point of, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bit odd she's gone on about it so much and to him.
It's a bit baby reindeer.
Yeah, slightly.
Okay.
Who's he on your list, baby Ranger?
In his heyday. In his heyday, Harrison Ford. Like in his Star Wars heyday.
Yeah.
Very attractive. Yeah.
I give you that. Good taste. Yeah. Well done, Barbara.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Right.
You're welcome.
He's on your list.
No, he won't tell
Sean.
Us. Debbie
Harry, but in her heyday.
Oh,
yeah.
Debbie Harry. Yeah, I get that too.
Give
very
that
sexy
too.
Woman.
See,
yeah.
You've all got good taste.
That's great. Yeah, good. That wasn't hard now, was it?
Someone says he should dye his hair blonde like Ryan did, and that would be the end of the infatuation. He looks just cheap. Like as in Barbie.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's true,
I just realised with the banger line in this whole thing is that he has to realise that he's Ken Uff.
That he's what?
Kenough.
Yeah.
Oh, Barbara, you said you watched.
I did.
Barley.
I thought it was terrible. I didn't
like
it.
Well, that's the kind of.
Okay, never mind. Okay, here's a quick one. I won 2 tickets to Coldplay in a charity raffle. What was the charity? For anyone who's lived under a rock, Coldplay tickets are like gold dust. And this is where my headache starts. My sister is a massive fan. The day the tickets went on sale, she sat at her computer for 4 hours and tried to secure the tickets with her access code. She was so upset when she didn't get them. She did that for the following 3 days, but with no luck. Coldplay Yellow was her first dance, I assume at her wedding, and she was so determined, rather than just her first dance.
Oh, look,
she was so determined to see them this time, as she was just after giving birth when they played Dublin back in 2018. It's her dream to see Coldplay live. However, I just started dating a girl. She's also a fan. She loves their music. She was there the night I won the tickets and said, oh, I can't wait to go. For the last 3 days, I've been trying to decide who I should take to the gig. I know my sister would love it, but I really want to treat the girl special and make a night of it. At the end of the day, they are my tickets, not hers. What do you think I should do?
Ooh. I think he's decided what he should do, judging by that last line. But I think that's the opposite of what I think he should do. I think he wants to give the tickets to the girlfriend because he wants to make a night of it. He wants to get his end away at the end of the Coldplay concert. And he wants to be the big, you know, fab boyfriend. But I think clearly on the evidence that he has presented, his sister is a more deserving recipient of the Coldplay tickets because of all the things that he outlined. So give it to your sister. Your sister you'll always have in your life. Your girlfriend you may or may not always have in your life. And I think if your girlfriend is a nice person, and if you explain to her as you have to us about the sister, I think the girlfriend, if she's a nice person, will go, you know what, you're a nice brother. Absolutely give them to your sister. That's fine. End of story.
Exactly.
That's
what
unambiguous.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Should he give the girlfriend a vibrator as a compensation prize?
I think he should give his sister the 2 tickets and see who she takes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Or yeah, someone says let the two girls go with one another, the sister and the girlfriend, they get to know each other. Yeah. Or is it a bit soon for that, maybe?
I would never do that. No.
Yeah, no, no, that's not fair. The sister. No. Whatever about the girlfriend.
Well,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
The
sister.
Well.
Yeah. Like, that's easy.
Yeah,
that's
I think the sister is a good call here.
Like, she sounds like a real fan, all the stuff. Yeah, and she's got kids and she gave birth.
And as you point out, Bob, I think actually while the girlfriend, the new girlfriend might go, oh, it would be nice for me to kind of win a trip. Yeah. The idea that he's treating his sister in that way is actually probably a better message to be given.
And as all women know, if you want to evaluate a man, look at how he treats his mother and his sisters. And precisely. That is very good.
Yeah.
Barometer.
And
I think he'll do himself, and puppies and kittens.
And gardens.
And elephants.
No one deserves tickets to anything. The sister didn't get them. She needs to move on. they play loads of shows across Europe.
Oh.
Someone else says, sell the tickets.
Sell the tickets.
People are.
Say you
rotten.
Lost them.
They really are horrible. Declan and Barbara, thank you both very much.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.